Super Bowl Sunday. All right. I got something for you. I'm going to go on and tell you. Did you know that this Sunday is the biggest betting day of the year in any sport? And that includes your World Cup. That includes your UEFA, your CONCACAF, all of that stuff. I'm just telling you, it's bigger than boxing. It's bigger than NASCAR. It's bigger than baseball, basketball. Sunday, there'll be more money in gambling houses than on any other day in the year, in the world. Now, that's not just in the United States. That's in the world. Biggest gambling day of the year, seriously.
A lot of people going to lose some money.
4.5-point spread is the Seahawks in their 4.5-point favor.
There's so many different things you can bet on now. You can, I was listening to some guy, I can't remember where it was. He was talking about all the different prop bets and things like that. You can bet on the Super Bowl. You can bet on like third, fourth string guys to get 1 yard rushing or not.
Yep.
Which is just...
You can bet on how many guys play for each team.
You can probably bet on stuff for the halftime show.
That I will not be attending.
You won't be watching the halftime show?
Not no, but beep, no.
Bad Bunny.
I don't care how bad. I don't care how much of a bunny. I will not. I probably won't even watch the game.
What about the commercials?
I can go back and watch the commercials. Here's the thing with me. Those are probably my two... I ain't going to say hated. I don't hate anything. Those are probably my two most disliked teams in the NFL.
What about the alternate halftime show that you can watch? You heard about that?
What is that, the Puppy Bowl?
No, the Turning Point USA is holding an All-American halftime show where you can watch a performance with the likes of Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, Lee Bryce, and Gabby Barrett.
Well, now, see, those are all country music stars. I'd be more appealed to watch that than I would be somebody named Bad Bunny who's going to come out there in a dress, supposedly.
You can flip back and forth, like one
I am
song,
not flipping then, nothing for Bad Bunny. I'll flip, all right.
What about
be the middle finger?
What about the official pregame show?
What, all 6 hours of it?
No, they're having a musical performance before the game as well.
Who's that musical?
It's Green Day.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like I'm all right with that.
American Idiot. What else do they sing?
There's a lot. I'm okay with that. What I don't like is the 6 hour pregame. They'll start at noon. And
really,
they won't kick
really
off until 5:30
right now. If you go, I bet Peacock or ESPN, Peacock and NBC have the game. Go to ESPN right now, they're talking about Super Bowl.
How much can you break it down? And I want to know, what year Super Bowl is this? What is this, 60?
Yeah, 60. It's okay. XL, okay. Isn't it? Isn't that right?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's LX.
LX. All right. Let me ask you this. In 60 years of Super Bowls, Giddens, how many years do you think the analysts have been correct?
Half of them?
Not even half. You can analyze this game all you want to. You know what the best analyzation of this game is? That thing they used to have up in Birmingham, that goat, and they put two bowls of food out, and whichever one he ate out of first, which team, that's who won the Super Bowl. And at one time, he was 17 years in a row. Okay? We need to go.
I want to read you a list of the last few Super Bowl halftime shows. Tell me the last one you're excited about.
I can tell you how many is on that list right now.
You ready?
Z-ho.
Okay. So Bad Bunny this year, obviously you shared your thoughts about it. Last year in New Orleans, it was Kendrick Lamar.
No.
The year before that, in Las Vegas, it was Usher.
No.
The year before that, in Glendale State Farm Stadium, it was Rihanna.
No.
The year before that, at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California.
No.
I don't know. It's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar again.
I'll say five no's.
The year before that, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, it was The Weeknd.
No.
The year before that, COVID year, Hard Rock Stadium, it was Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
No.
No?
I'd watch Jennifer Lopez.
You watch it, you just put it on mute?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
got it. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Maroon 5.
No.
You don't like Maroon 5?
They're okay, but they're not worth a halftime show. Can you not tell me you can't get to Rolling Stones? I'd rather see Mick Jagger at 83 out there than Maroon 5.
We'll get there. U.S. Bank Stadium, Justin Timberlake in 2018.
Not no, but beep.
Only
no.
If Janet Jackson's on no. stage with him, right?
No.
NRG Stadium, Lady Gaga.
I would absolutely have went out of the country to avoid that.
2017, you're out of the country. 2016, Levi's Stadium, Coldplay.
No, that's probably the best one of anyone you've
named
yet.
It's been a decade. It's been a decade since you've had at least a decent halftime show.
And I'm not saying that I would have watched that. I'm just saying of all the ones you mentioned, that's probably the best.
2015, Katy Perry.
No.
No?
Good God.
Not Katy Perry?
No.
2014, Bruno Mars?
No.
Wow. 2013, Beyonce?
No.
She's a great country artist.
Keep going.
She's a Grammy-winning country artist.
Keep going. She's never sung anything country in her life.
2012, Madonna?
Absolutely not.
No? 2011, The Black Eyed Peas?
Decent.
Decent?
Okay. Decent. That's right after Coldplay.
All right. I think we might have something here. Do you remember who the 2010 artists were that did the Super Bowl halftime show from Miami? You don't remember?
No.
The Who.
There you go.
There we go.
Me and Lenny would be there for that. 2010. All right.
Now listen to before 2010. Okay. Listen to how good it is probably for you. Bruce Springsteen, 2009.
Yes.
In the E Street Band. 2008, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yes, and he's dead now.
2007, Prince.
Yes.
2006, The Rolling Stones.
Yes.
2005, Paul McCartney.
Yes.
2004, Janet Jackson, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, Justin Timberlake, Jessica Simpson.
No, that's not a star.
But it was entertaining.
All right. So it was entertaining due to a so-called malfunction with the wardrobe. Listen, let me tell you something. So it's been 16 years since they've had anybody remotely good. Okay?
That's right.
Whoever's in charge of getting the halftime entertainment should have been fired 16 years ago.
It's probably Taylor Swift. Why hasn't she done one yet? Because she's telling everybody what to do.
She's sitting in a suite watching her little honey pluck.
Not this year. No, not this year.
That's right. She can go have her.
She didn't even go to a playoff game this year.
Hey, she can finish her concert in China this year.
Yeah, she finished her whole tour during the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
But she didn't have any games to go to.
She's Antichrist.
So, who are you picking to win?
The game?
Yeah.
I don't care.
You still got to pick a winner.
I really think the Seahawks will probably win.
I mean, there's reports that Drake May's not even healthy.
Well, I mean, he was healthy enough to win at Denver.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
I mean, that was a snow game.
As a high.
Denver had Jarrett Stidham at quarterback. All they did was rush four the whole game and did whatever they wanted defensively.
I'm just saying.
And he was confused.
You asked me who I thought was going to win the game.
Well,
I ain't watched enough to know.
I'm adding to your point. I think the Seahawks win, too.
I think the Seahawks win, but...
I think the Seahawks beat the spread.
I could really give a fat rat whichever one of them win.
One of the better teams in the playoffs, the Seahawks beat them what? What was the score of the Seahawks and 49ers? It was like 41-6 or something
like
that.
Well, I want to ask you this. Have the Patriots already won the most Super Bowls, or will this put them over the top?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Because, I mean, they won six. Have the Steelers not won? I think the Steelers have won six. Check it and see.
They're tied.
With the Steelers.
Patriots and Steelers both have six championships.
And I think Cowboys should be next, or the 49ers.
49ers and Cowboys have five.
See, I'm good with my trivia now.
Chiefs, Giants, and Packers have four.
I'm kind of for the Seahawks then, I guess, because I don't want the Patriots to get that record. Steelers are still probably the best. I mean, really, the overall best franchise who follows their team, travels, and everything. Steelers are hard to beat.
I think it'd be kind of funny if the Seahawks got to the goal line and then just needed to run it in, and then they tried to throw it with Sam Darnold and he got intercepted.
No, I think it'd be funny if they tried to cush push and they fumbled. Instead of the cush push, it would be the tush on the ground.
Tush. touchdown. It's a touchdown.
It's not a touchdown. That's
not
right.
Not a touchdown. It's a touchdown.
That's right. All right. So we both got the Seahawks.
Well, the most important question of the Super Bowl is, what are you eating during it?
Whatever I want, because I'm not going to watch it. Yeah, I'm just being honest.
What are you going to watch instead?
There's an Emerald Cooking Festival.
I bet there's some soccer on you want to watch.
I'll be honest, I'd just about rather watch soccer than I had Bad Bunny. I mean, come on. I mean, it's either Bad Bunny or Bad Soccer.
I need to play you a Bad Bunny song after we get out of here.
No, it might be either
a revolution.
It's either Bad Bunny or Bad Soccer. I'd probably rather watch Bad Soccer, but there's an Emerald Cooking Festival on. There's a Three Stooges Marathon on. Probably the Best of the Young and the Restless will be on. I'll find something.
The Best of the Young and the Restless.
Absolutely.
A whole compilation of moments of the Young and the Restless.
I'd just about rather watch Lilo and Stitch.
What's wrong with Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah, stupid.
Is that your least favorite Disney movie?
Probably.
Is it because it's a foreigner?
I tell you what, and we may have my granddaughter with us Sunday evening. I'm probably going to be watching Cars or Nemo.
Those are some good ones.
Yeah, I can deal with both of them now.
Yeah. Nemo's kind of set in like Australia.
Yeah, Lightning Queen. That's what she calls him, Lightning Queen.
See, I get confused. I feel like I'm watching NASCAR when I watch Cars, so I don't know what's going on.
See, that's a good thing. Because next week, the granddaddy of them all, the Super
Bowl. WrestleMania.
The Super Bowl of NASCAR. It's their first race of the year. Biggest race of the year.
That's backwards. You just have the Super Bowl at the end of the season.
The Daytona 500, baby. Next Sunday.
I'll be watching a Three Stooges marathon.
Good for you. Good for you, but I'm not watching Bad Bunny.
I'm playing Bad Bunny song.